Can I see you in my office, please? Yeah, I'm aware you're starting your break. Don't worry. You can make up the time after. Have a seat. So, you have any idea why you're here? Of course I do. And you do too. Don't play dumb with me. That meeting earlier today, you presented my ideas as yours. The hell you didn't. We were in the same meeting, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. What the hell were you thinking? Did you think I wouldn't have the guts to, like, call you into my office? This whole work rivalry thing we've got going on is starting to get really old. I think we need to find a way to settle it. Yeah. I mean, clearly there's something about me that you don't like. You've been sabotaging me at every turn. Yes, you have. It's useless to deny it. I can see right through it. So what is it? Are you intimidated by me? You know, I think the two of us would be a lot stronger if we could set aside our differences and work together. Well, yeah, this whole you versus me thing is not really very productive. So, that's why I called you in here, so we could talk it over. And so I could call you out for stealing my ideas. I think you like making me angry. Yeah, what is it about me that gets you so fired up? Me? That's ridiculous. I do not get fired up. Over you? Please. I do not. I have never, not even once, checked you out in the break room. No, I haven't. You must be dreaming. Probably because it's you checking me out. I'm not blind. You think I haven't noticed? I think you're doing all of this on purpose to get attention from me. And maybe we could work past that if you would just admit it. I have nothing to admit. No, I don't. What are you doing? You can't just get up and approach me like that. You're standing awfully close. Is there something you want to say? Maybe you want to apologize? What? I know you didn't just tell me to shut up. No. You don't intimidate me in the slightest. No, you don't. And no, I don't like you invading my personal space like this. I mean, really, this could be an HR violation and, well, we wouldn't want things to get that ugly between us, would we? Yeah. Okay. Sure. I can admit that maybe I noticed how nice you look in your suit a couple of times. But it was just purely from a fashion standpoint. No, I promise. I've never, ever looked at you as anything other than a coworker. Not very convincing. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm just stating the facts. Listen, I... Really? You think I need a firm hand to guide me? And that's why I do this whole power suit business bitch move? What are you even talking about? It's a little misogynistic. Oh, I know you did not just say that to me. No, it doesn't make me wet. Where do you get off? Listen. Maybe we got off on the wrong foot, right? We can mediate this if you'll just stop looking at me like that. You're making me very nervous. No, I don't mean turned on. I mean nervous. You're so close to me, and I mean just a couple more inches and we'd be kissing in my office. We can't do that, no. Can we? I'm not sure what you mean by good girl. Well, my extracurricular activities really shouldn't factor into how you treat me in the office. Maybe just one kiss to get it out of my system. Why are you stopping? I don't know. I was kind of enjoying it. Earn it? You want me to earn a kiss from you? What kind of game are you playing? You're gonna teach me how to be a good girl? Really? Okay. Your hand on my throat is really kind of arousing. Being at your mercy like this is really not so bad. And it's been a long time since I've been with anybody like this. Please kiss me. Yeah, I mean it. I'm not sure how I feel about the effect you're having on me. Kind of inappropriate, but I don't know, I guess I kind of like it too. And your tongue, it feels really good in my mouth. I'm just not sure about this whole thing. I wouldn't want either of us to get in trouble, you know? So, maybe we should lock the door. my office. Would you like to spend your lunch break with me? Okay. What do you want me to do? See, I think you might be right about me just needing a firm hand to guide me. Maybe that's why there's been so much tension between us. Why we've been butting heads so often. Maybe I just wanted to get you into my office alone so you could do this. Make me behave. I bet I could be a really good girl for you. If you give me a chance. Show me how to please you. What do you say? You want me to bend over the desk? Why? Just do it? Bossy. Okay. Oh, are you pulling down my skirt? Well, I don't want you to judge me. I wore really sexy underwear today, and, well, I wasn't really expecting anyone to see it. It was more just for me, but I'm glad that you get to enjoy it, too. Do you think my ass looks good in it? I can't believe your hand is on my ass right now. And you're spanking it. I don't know. I feel like this is awakening all kinds of new feelings in me. Things I wasn't expecting. No, please, don't stop. I have, after all, been a very bad girl. And I need to be corrected. Oh, I like the way your hand covers my entire ass. It kind of hurts, but in a really good way. It's kind of making me drool a little. Yeah. I guess maybe I was kind of hoping I'd get to taste you. Is that really inappropriate? I guess you're right. We have already crossed a few lines. So, why not cross a few more, right? Okay. I will happily take my top off for you. Yeah, I want you to see my tits. But before I do, I have a question. Were you really staring at my chest all those times that I thought you were? In the meetings, in the boardroom, during lunch. I knew it. Well, I suppose I have a little confession of my own to make. I was also staring at you. Yeah, you caught me. Okay. Here. Here we go. No top. I know there's not a lot of fabric to this bra, but it makes my tits look really nice. Do you think they look really nice? I I love how you just reached out and squeezed them like you knew it was exactly what I needed. Yeah, I can pull them out for you. Up over my bra like this, so you can play with my nipples. I love the way the palms of your hands feel scraping across my tits. I'm pinching and rolling my nipples. It feels so sexy. Yeah. I have thought about it a few times. Will you please put your mouth on them? Yes. My tits are all yours to play with and enjoy and lick and nip at them. I want you to take all your pleasure from me. Goodness. I said goodness, don't make fun of me. Can I please suck your cock, sir? You've been waiting to hear me call you that, haven't you? I mean it. I want to slobber all over your cock. Oh. Please take it out. Show me your cock. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's the perfect size, the perfect thickness. And just looking at it makes my mouth water. I want you to use my mouth, sir. Fuck my face if you want to. I just want to please you. It's almost too much. I can take it, sir. Anything for you, please. I can't get enough of you. The way you throb in my mouth. Smearing your pre-cum all over my lips. Listening to all those sounds you make. Please, sir. Please. Please, I need you to fuck me. right here on my desk, so that whenever I'm doing paperwork, you're the only thing I can think about. I want my whole office to smell like our sex. Is that wrong? Perverted? I don't care. I just need you, sir, please. God, yes. Push my panties to the side and just slide your thick, throbbing cock inside me. Oh, it's filling me up. Oh, God. I almost can't take it. No, please. Fuck me. Yes. Yes, sir. I promise. I promise I'm gonna be a good girl from now on. As long as you'll keep fucking me, please. I want you to use my body. Help me release all that tension that keeps building between us. Sir, please. God, yes. I want you to do whatever you want to me. You're mixing the pleasure with pain when you hit my ass. I can keep fucking my pussy. Oh, it's warm and wet and tight, isn't it? I haven't had that much experience, but there's just something about you that makes me want to please you. I want to learn everything you like. And then do that for you. Please. Please let me come, sir. God, I love being your little fuck hole. Your little office slut. I never expected when I called you into my office that you would end up bending me over and fucking me, turning me into your good girl, like Buddy in your hands. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to be your whore. All yours, your little plaything. I'm so close, sir. Please. Please. I don't think I can hold on. Please, please give me permission to come. Please. I want to come around your cock and squeeze out every milky drop. Please, sir, please, please, I'm begging you. Please let me come. Yes, 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 yes. I just keep coming around your cock, please. can't keep fucking me until you come. Oh, I want to take every last drop. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel all of it spilling inside me. Oh, God. It's such a big load. Oh, God. You must not have done this for a while, huh? Your balls were really full. And now I'm really full. Oh my God. My legs are like rubber. Well, it seems that we have quashed this little rivalry, at least for now. We may need to have weekly meetings to make sure that we're on the same page. Do you think that's something you might be interested in, sir? You know, I really like the way that you negotiate. And I'll make sure to do everything in my power to bring my A game next time. And the time after that. And the time after that. It's all about clear communication, right, sir?